Rest for your soul. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In a world filled with constant motion, where demands pile high and distractions are endless, rest can seem elusive. But Jesus speaks into our chaos with a simple yet revolutionary call, "Come to me." These words are more than a suggestion. They are a loving command, an open invitation from the heart of God Himself. This invitation isn't just for a specific group, it's for everyone. The tired single mom, the anxious college student, the burnt-out leader, the lonely soul craving belonging, all are welcomed. Jesus knows our limits. He sees how we labor under emotional stress, spiritual dryness, and physical exhaustion. And rather than giving us more tasks, He offers Himself as rest. When Jesus says, "I will give you rest," He promises more than physical reprieve. He offers soul rest, the kind that seeps deep into your spirit and quiets the inner storm. It is rest that renews purpose, peace, and passion. A rest that doesn't come from doing less, but from surrendering more. Children are born believers. They accept without suspicion, trust without calculation, and love without conditions. But somewhere along the way, life's disappointments and the weight of responsibility make many of us skeptical. We trade wonder for weariness, openness for overthinking. Jesus, however, lifts up the faith of a child as the model for spiritual maturity. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, He declares that unless we become like children, we cannot enter His kingdom. Why? Because childlike faith is the soil in which trust grows. It's the place where hearts remain soft, receptive, and humble before God. This doesn't mean ignoring wisdom or discernment. It means choosing to trust God even when we don't have all the answers. It means embracing the mystery of faith over the certainty of our own logic. Childlike faith doesn't demand proof. It rests in the proven faithfulness of Jesus. Jesus' use of the word yoke paints a powerful picture. A yoke was a wooden beam used to pair two animals together for plowing. It symbolizes labor, yes, but more importantly, it signifies unity and direction. When Jesus invites us to take His yoke, He's not asking us to work harder, but to walk with Him. The beauty of His yoke is that it's shared. He carries the weight. He guides the path. And because He is strong and faithful, we are never left to figure it all out alone. This is the paradox of surrender. When we give up control, we gain His strength. When we stop striving, we start abiding. To be yoked with Jesus means to live life in sync with Him. It means our decisions, actions, and direction are shaped by His presence. It means moving at His pace, not ours, and trusting that His path leads to peace. Jesus describes Himself as gentle and lowly in heart. These words reveal the nature of our Savior. He is not a harsh taskmaster, but a compassionate shepherd. He doesn't shout over our failures. He stoops to lift us in our weakness. Learning from Jesus means observing how He lived, how He prayed in solitude, served the outcast, healed the broken, and trusted the Father. It means allowing His humility to redefine our ambitions and His gentleness to recalibrate our relationships. In a society that glorifies assertiveness and power, Jesus' meekness is revolutionary. He shows us that greatness comes from serving, that rest comes from surrender, and that the way up is always down. As we learn from Him, our souls begin to mirror His peace. We become anchored, not tossed. We become fruitful, not frantic. And most of all, we become whole. At the time Jesus spoke these words, religious leaders had burdened the people with endless rules and rituals. Faith had become a system to survive, not a relationship to enjoy. Jesus disrupts this system by saying, "Come to me." He doesn't invite us to a program, but to a person. He doesn't load us with tasks. He offers transformation. And in doing so, He frees us from religious exhaustion. Many today still carry that same weariness, trying to earn God's love, prove their worth, or live up to impossible standards. But Jesus simplifies the complicated. He fulfills what the law could only foreshadow. In Him, grace replaces guilt. Intimacy replaces obligation. Delight replaces duty. This is the rest your soul was made for. Faith is not a theory. It's not just what we recite in a creed or hear in a sermon. Real faith must intersect with real life. in the grocery store, in the traffic jam, in the hospital room, in the heartbreak. Coming to Jesus is not a one-time event, but a daily decision. Each morning, we decide again. Will I carry my burden, or will I surrender it to Him? Will I strive for approval, or rest in His grace? Jesus offers us something the world never can: unwavering presence and perfect peace. And the good news? He's not asking for perfection. He's simply asking for proximity. This week, carve out a quiet space each day to be with Jesus. Start by reading Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, slowly, letting the words soak into your spirit. Then, in your own words, respond to His invitation. Journal your thoughts. Write a letter to Jesus. Cry out if you must. He can handle your honesty. Also, consider one burden you've been carrying. It might be stress about your future, guilt from your past, or worry about someone you love. Visualize placing that burden in Jesus' hands, then simply rest, not by escaping life, but by entrusting it to the One who loves you most. Ed us close with a word of prayer. Jesus, You see every weary soul reading these words. You know the silent struggles, the hidden exhaustion, the questions they can't voice. Today we lay it all down. We trade our burdens for Your peace. We take Your yoke and find comfort in knowing You walk beside us. Teach us to rest in Your presence, to trust like children, and to live yoked to Your strength. Heal what is broken, calm what is anxious, and restore what is dry. We choose to come to You again and again. In the name of Jesus, amen.